This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five topics in about 10 minutes for December 11th, 2019. I'm Derek Gilbert back in studio. And topic number 5 today, of course, impeachment. Latest developments, Senate Republicans considering doing away with witnesses when the impeachment hearings move from the House of Representatives to the Senate. Why? Well, Senate Republicans, including allies of the president, believe that delaying the process and dragging it out with a laundry list of witnesses is kind of pointless when the outcome seems predetermined. White House does want to bring a number of witnesses to testify, including House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, Hunter Biden, and the whistleblower. But Republican senators, again, saying, let's just vote, acquit the president, and move on. And honestly, this is one of those cases where dragging this out might actually squander some of the beneficial public relations that President Trump has garnered because of this incredibly biased process. Independent voters not really impressed by the Democrats during this whole procedure. Meanwhile, former FBI lawyer Lisa Page is suing her former employers. She filed this suit Tuesday, charging that they unlawfully released inflammatory text messages between her and FBI agent and her lover, Peter Strzok, in order to redirect Republican anger from top officials at the FBI and the Department of Justice. In other words, they threw the two of them under the bus to divert attention from themselves. Lawsuit filed one day after the Justice Department's Inspector General found that Page did not play a role in the decision to open an investigation into the Trump campaign's involvement with Russia in the 2016 election. Page resigned in May last year. Her suit says attacks from the president and his allies caused her permanent loss of earning capacity due to reputational damage and caused her an undisclosed amount in legal and therapy fees. To which I say, wah. Look, if you're working for the FBI and you don't know that anything you do on an electronic device can and will be used against you in a court of law, you shouldn't be working for the FBI. Topic number 4. The UK votes. United Kingdom goes back to the polls Thursday. Boris Johnson on course to win a majority of seats in Parliament with about 28 seat margin. This is according to a poll conducted by YouGov. But that margin has been shrinking in recent weeks. It's been cut in half. And according to YouGov, the margin of error says the Tory seat count could end up at 311, which would be below the level it needs to have a majority in the House of Commons. That would mean a hung parliament. But as of now, they're projecting about 339 seats for the Conservatives, 231 for Labour, and 15 seats for the Lib Dems, 41 seats for the Scottish National Party. We will see when the polls close on Thursday. Topic number 3, Saudi Aramco. Why is this man smiling? This man, of course, is Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, and he's smiling because the price surge in shares of Saudi Aramco after its initial public offering on Tuesday gave the state-owned oil company a market value of about $1.9 trillion, which makes it, by a long shot, the world's most valuable listed company. The shares surged the maximum allowable 10% above the IPO price on the Riyadh stock market when it opened Wednesday. But you know the old saying, figures don't lie, but liars can figure. Why did Saudi Aramco place its initial public offering on the Riyadh stock market instead of, say, London, New York, somewhere else like that? Because the crown prince, with the IPO in Riyadh, was able to put the screws to wealthy investors inside the kingdom, thus driving up the share price. Analysts say it is unlikely that Saudi Aramco would have attracted such interest had the IPO been placed elsewhere. As evidence, we submit this. Aramco sold only 1.5% of the company in the IPO, meaning that this tiny 1.5% sliver of the company, the price of those shares is driving what is considered to be the market cap for the company. Compare that to the percentage of publicly owned percentage of companies such as, say, Apple, almost 89% publicly owned, Microsoft, 98.6%, Alphabet, the parent company of Google, 99.9% publicly owned. So their market value is pretty accurately reflected by the share price. Saudi Aramco, not so much. Topic number two, happy birthday, Muhammad. Not the prophet, but lots and lots of baby boys in the United States named Muhammad. According to the website Baby Center, Muhammad has entered the top 10 most popular baby names in the United States for the first time ever. Note that Muhammad only entered the top 100 for the first time in 2013, just 6 years ago. This is a big shift in demographics here in these United States. Number one name, by the way, is Liam. Apparently, a lot of parents today really like those Taken films. I have a very particular set of skills. Jackson was the number one name for the previous 6 years, but Muhammad, reflecting a demographic shift here, and this is why, as I note in the book Bad Moon Rising, Islam is on course to become the largest religion on the planet by the year 2070, in part because many Christians are falling away from the faith, but also because we're just not having enough babies. Coming up, details on SkyWatch TV's 2020 tour of Israel with an exciting extension to the mysterious island of Sardinia and its megalithic sites. We'll tell you how to take part in that. And more proof that the world has lost its collective mind. That's straight ahead on 5 and 10.
NASA, Donald Trump, and a cosmic cover-up of end times proportions. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the largest giveaway of the year, the Project Wormwood Grand Giveaway. When you order Dr. Thomas Horn's new book, The Wormwood Prophecy, from the SkyWatch TV store, you'll also receive on DVD the entire four-part SkyWatch TV series on The Wormwood Prophecy, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn and Derek and Sharon Gilbert. But we're just getting started. You'll also receive the never-before-released Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on Data Disc, featuring 70 of the most information-packed, best-selling books in Defender history. These full-length works are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on EPUB, PDF, Kindle, and other handheld electronic devices. Give this collection as the ultimate gift to somebody you know this holiday season, or take them with you wherever you go. Valued at over $700 all by itself. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive a massive collection of merchandise. Also included in the Wormwood Grand Giveaway is a gargantuan supply of brand new super quality overstock gift books, DVDs, audio sets, survival and organic living books to add to your library or to give away as gifts this holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $900. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is the largest giveaway of the year and will be available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Project Wormwood Grand Giveaway, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Thousands of years ago, giants walked the earth. They're long gone, but their spirits remain. The evidence is there for those with eyes to see. Megalithic tombs. Monuments aligned with the stars. And the words of the prophets and apostles recorded in Scripture. Now, see this evidence for yourself as SkyWatch TV's Derek and Sharon Gilbert take you on a tour of the Holy Land, with special guests Pastor Carl Gallops and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, from the mountain where the story began to the mountain where it all ends. Wars of the Gods, Volume 2, Search for the Rephaim. Available now in DVD and high-definition streaming video from Defender Films and SkyWatch TV.
And topic number one today, Time's Person of the Year for 2019 is 16-year-old Greta Thunberg. Nice marketing ploy by Time Magazine. Got to burnish those woke credentials. The shortlist for Time's Person of the Year this year included Rudy Giuliani, Megan Rapinoe, you know, the head of the American women's soccer team. I deserve this. President Trump, Nancy Pelosi also considered. But Time decided that the 16-year-old climate alarmist from Sweden was its person of the year. She was also offered the Nobel Peace Prize earlier this year. Yes, we have grown-ups being lectured to by a 16-year-old from Sweden on how we should change fundamentally the very way we live. Well, if that wasn't enough to convince you that we are stepping off the edge of reason into an abyss of madness, I submit to you this. College departments across these United States, not wanting to appear unwoke, you know, got to make sure they're hep with the kids filling their classrooms and lecture halls, are avoiding use of the term alumni now because apparently they think it's not gender neutral enough, substituting the term alumnex, A-L-U-M-N-X. Even though the original term alumni is gender neutral, applies to neither men nor women. Now, lest you think I'm making this up, here's just a quick selection from a 5-minute search on the web of universities, some publicly funded even, that are publicly using the term alumnex on their websites. Now, this is no doubt inspired by the increasing use of the word Latinx, L-A-T-I-N-X, as a substitute for Latino. Now, I've been kind of sandbagging an op-ed piece from USA Today, published at the end of October by a public relations professional in Houston named Giancarlo Sopo. He is the son of Latino immigrants, native Spanish speakers, who point out that this is evidence of the tendency of liberals in the West to modify their speech and, quote, patronize minorities stereotyped as lower status and less competent, end quote. This actually follows a study that showed that conservatives actually tend to speak to minority groups as equals, whereas progressives, liberals, tend to condescend, change their language in order to appeal to the minorities, who are clearly less intelligent than we enlightened Westerners. Corporate America, politicians, academics change how they speak to ingratiate themselves with minorities, and proof the growing use of Latinx as a term which began less than 20 years ago, and now it is widely used by marketers, media personalities, and progressives. They argue that Latinx fixes the gendered nature of the Spanish language, where nouns are either male or female. However, Latino is an English term and thus non-gender specific. And even if Spanish is gendered, but which, by the way, it's not the only language that is gendered, many other are likewise gendered. Nouns are either male or female. It's not clear what Spanish as a gendered language, what threat that poses to we Americans. But of course, you've got the less than 1% who insist they are non-binary and choose to be insulted. Well, Latino, being an English term, and English not grammatically gendered, is by nature a gender-neutral term. So Latinx is a solution to a non-existent problem, like the use of alumnex for alumni. Fixing Latin, Latino, Latinx would mean completely restructuring the Spanish language, a language which is spoken by more than half a billion people around the world. Progressives, knock it off. But this is progress, so I'm told. I am reliably informed that America is, in certain languages, a feminine noun. So, as not to impede progress and to show that we here at Skywatch TV can embrace change as well, we propose that heretofore, herewith, and henceforth, we shall refer to our nation as the United States of Americex. Remember, you heard it here first. My head explode. In 2020, we are going back to Israel and looking forward to the trip because when Skywatch TV tours Israel, we do it like no one else. We see megalithic sites like Gilgal Rephaim, the dolmens of the Golan Heights and the Jordan River Valley, the megalithic footprints, such as sites at Gilgal Argamon, for example. And of course, the image you see behind me, the altar of Joshua. I mean, these are the stones from the actual altar of Joshua on Mount Ebal. For more information and to reserve your place for the 2020 tour, which includes an optional 4-day extension in Sardinia and an additional 8 days, a separate 8-day tour to Sardinia, log on to skywatchtv.com/Israel tour. skywatchtv.com/Israel tour for more information. Now, conferences in 2020. The first one up is the Remnant Warrior Conference in early March. This is from Hear the Watchman, L.A. Marzulli, Paul McGuire, Dr. Michael Lake, Pastor Paul Begley, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and more will be there. Sharon and I will be there as well, and we'd love to see you there too. Right now, they've got an early bird discount on. The normal rate is $129 for registration. Currently, it's $99, but use the promo code Gilbert20, Gilbert20, and you'll get another $20 off. That brings it down to $79. So don't wait. Do this before the holidays and things get crazy and you forget all about it. Hearthewatchmen.com is the website. Hearthewatchmen.com. This week on Skywatch TV, the fourth week of Tom Horn's discussion of his groundbreaking book, jaw-dropping book, really, The Wormwood Prophecy. He describes what you can only call an the Andromeda strain, an Andromeda strain scenario, which could explain how wormwood poisons the waters, a third of the waters of the earth. You'll find the broadcast schedule for Skywatch TV's weekly broadcast at skywatchtv.com/channels, or you can just have us broadcast on your schedule by adding the Skywatch TV channel to Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire Stick. If you've got one of those set-top boxes, there's no reason not to have the Skywatch TV channel on it, and we've got instructions on how you do it at skywatchtv.com. Check the top menu bar where it says Skywatch TV on demand, and then follow the link in the drop-down menu. Of course, you could add the Skywatch TV mobile app to your smartphone or tablet and then just watch us wherever you've got access to an internet signal. The mobile app is free. We've got instructions on how to add it to your smartphone or tablet at skywatchtv.com. It's in the top menu bar right next to the other link. My website is derekpgilbert.com. Features the weekly Bible study that Sharon and I produce, and my weekly podcast, currently featuring an interview with Brian Gadawa, award-winning Hollywood scriptwriter and novelist, about his new novel, Jezebel, Harlot Queen of Israel. He incorporates a lot of the research into the gods that we write about in books like Veneration in his novels. So gives you a good way to kind of envision how the scenes might be playing out behind the scenes. You'll find that again at my website, derekpgilbert.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.
It's ground zero in a supernatural war that's lasted for millennia. Now, see it for yourself. Join Skywatch TV for a one-of-a-kind tour of Israel to places you'll never forget. Like mysterious Gilgal Rephaim, older than the pyramids, bigger than Stonehenge, and built to venerate the dead. Benias, sacred to the goat demon Pan. The altar of Joshua, where he declared that he and his house would serve the Lord. Bethel, where Jacob saw a stairway to heaven. And Jerusalem, which God has chosen for his resting place forever. Skywatch TV's Derek and Sharon Gilbert and special guest Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat lead you through the Holy Land from Mount Hermon to the Red Sea, with teaching along the way. And as a special bonus, a 4-day optional extension to Sardinia to see the ancient ziggurat of Monte Dakoti, megalithic tombs of the giants, and the Tophet of Taros, where children were sacrificed to the dark god Baal Haman. Or if you want more time in Sardinia, join us for our separate 8-day tour of the mysterious island. Skywatch TV's 2020 Tour of Israel, October 12th through 25th, with optional tour extensions in Sardinia. For more information and to reserve your place, log on to LipkinTours.com.